The Freibar Report. Monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas, Mexico. In this report, the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center shares with our listeners the situation in Mexico and in the southern state of Chiapas. The calamitous war created by Mexico's president Felipe Calderón against, unquote, organized crime has left almost 40,000 people dead in the country, in addition to the thousands of people who have been disappeared in Mexico during the last 20 years. Now, the federal government's war is against all Mexicans. After 4 years of fear and the coward murder of Juan Francisco Sicilia, son of the poet Javier Sicilia, in the state of Morelos, in the center of the country, the poet called for a national and international demonstration to stop the president's war against Mexico's civil society. Hundreds of thousands of people in the whole country joined this call, and the Great National March for Justice and Against Impunity was convoked for early May, leaving the state of Morelos on May 5th and arriving in Mexico City on May 8th. During those days, millions of Mexicans demonstrated throughout the country against Calderón's violence. Let us listen to part of the speech given by Javier Sicilia in Mexico City's Zócalo.
Gracias, gracias por estar en esta plaza de la Constitución, tan violada la Constitución, tan prostituida, tan humillada.
Thank you for being here in the Plaza of the Constitution, a Constitution that's been so raped, so prostituted, so humiliated that it's brought us once again to the streets. And we hope that from this, something will come out that will take this Mexico to be what it is in this moment. These people who have accompanied us from Cuernavaca, all of you, this is Mexico. Friendship, fraternity, the heart, the streets filled with us. There can no longer be a wrong place and a wrong time. All places must be the right place and the right time.
Deberán ser el lugar adecuado y la hora adecuada. He oído.
I've heard, and you've heard, the testimonies of many mothers and fathers who've lost their children, whether to organized crime, or to the complicity of the police, or to the omissions of the government. I want to request, before reading my speech, the resignation of the Secretary of Public Security. We want to hear a message from the President with that resignation, a message from the President of the Republic saying that he did listen to us. It's because through silence we say to ourselves and to those who are responsible for the security of this country that we don't want to see one more person die as a result of this growing confusion, which only seeks to asphyxiate us, like they asphyxiated the breath and life of my son, Juan Francisco, of Luis Antonio, of Julio César, of Gabo, of María del Socorro, of the Comandante Jaime, and of so many thousands of other men, women, children, and elders, murdered with a vileness and disregard that comes from worlds which are not and will never be ours.
Y ancianos asesinados con un desprecio y una vileza que pertenecen a mundos que no son ni nunca serán los nuestros. Estamos aquí para decirnos y decirles que este dolor del alma.
We're here to say to ourselves and to them that this pain that we carry in our souls and our bodies will not be converted into hatred, nor into more violence. Rather, it becomes a force that helps us to restore the love, the peace, the dignity, and the stuttering democracy that we're losing. To tell ourselves and to tell them that we still believe that the country will be reborn and will come out of its ruins. To show the men of death that we are on our feet and that we won't stop defending the lives of all the sons and daughters of this country. That we still believe it's possible to salvage and remake the social fabric of our peoples, our neighborhoods, and our cities.
Si no hacemos esto, solamente podremos heredar a nuestros muchachos, a nuestras muchachas.
If we don't do this, then all we will have to pass on to our children will be a home filled with neglect, fear, indolence, cynicism, brutality, and deception, ruled by the men of death, ambition, and excessive power, and complacency and complicity with crime.
Ambición del poder y de la complacencia y la complicidad con el crimen. ¿Por qué se trató de hacer pasar a espaldas de la ciudadanía una ley de seguridad?
Why did they try to pass a security law behind our backs? In this moment where more than ever before, what we need is a wide-reaching process of civic reflection, discussion, and consensus. The national security law cannot simply be reduced to a military issue. Presented as such, it is and will always be an absurdity. As citizens, we should not have to keep paying the price for the inertia and ineffectiveness of the Congress as it becomes a scene of administrative blackmail and trivial political calculations. We're going to dedicate 5 minutes to the memory of our dead from a society besieged by crime and an ignorant state, and as a sign of the unity and the dignity from our hearts that calls for everyone to rebuild the nation.
Hagámoslo así, porque el silencio es el lugar en donde se recoge y brota la palabra verdadera. Es la hondura profunda del
sentido. We're doing it this way because silence is the place where the true word flows and is collected. It has a profound depth of meaning. It unites us amidst our pain. It is the common ground that nobody owns and that can, if we know how to listen, give birth to the words that will allow us once again to say with dignity and a just peace the name of our home, Mexico.
Que permita decir otra vez con dignidad y una paz justa el nombre de nuestra casa, México. Gracias.
In Chiapas, the Zapatista Army of National Liberation joined the call on May 7th with a march in San Cristóbal de las Casas together with indigenous and peasant organizations, collectives, human rights and civil organizations, and individuals. More than 20,000 people marched in silence. In the city's main plaza, part of the general command of the ECLN read a communique in the voice of Comandante David, of which we share some fragments.
Hermanas y hermanos, compañeras y compañeros, hoy estamos aquí.
Brothers and sisters, compañeros and compañeras, today thousands of men, women, children, and elders of the Zapatista Army of National Liberation have gathered here to share our humble word.
Para decir nuestra pequeña palabra. Hoy estamos aquí porque personas de corazón noble.
We're here because people with noble hearts and firm dignity have called us here to demand an end to the war that has filled the roots of Mexico with sadness, pain, and indignation. We're here because we felt a call from the clamor for justice from the mothers and fathers of the boys and girls who have been murdered by bullets and by the arrogance and stupidity of the bad governments.
Por la bala y por la altanería y torpeza de los malos gobiernos, porque nos sentimos llamados.
We're here because we felt called by the dignified rage of the mothers and fathers of the young people who have been murdered by criminal gangs and by the government cynicism.
Criminales y por el cinismo gubernamental, porque nos sentimos convocados.
We're here because we were called by the families of those innocent people who have been killed, injured, disabled, disappeared, kidnapped, and incarcerated for no reason. And this is what we hear in their words and in their silences. We hear that the story of Mexico has once again been stained with innocent blood.
Que decenas de miles de personas.
We hear that tens of thousands of people have died in this absurd war that's not leading us anywhere.
A ninguna parte. Estas personas honestas están pidiendo.
These honest people are asking, demanding, that the government come up with a plan that has as its main goal life, liberty, justice, and peace.
La vida, la libertad, la justicia y la paz. Y el gobierno les responde que seguirá.
And the government responds that it will continue with its plan, which prioritizes death and impunity.
La muerte y la impunidad. Estas personas no buscan ser.
The voices we're hearing are of people who don't want to be the government. Rather, all they want is a government that secures and cares for the life, liberty, justice, and peace of its citizens.
Y la paz de los gobernados.
In their calls to end the war, in their calls for no more blood, in their cries that they are fed up, they are not alone.
Compañeros, compañeras, hermanos y hermanas, los invito a todos.
Brothers and sisters, compañeros and compañeras, I invite you all to scream with all of your energy, to scream with us 7 times. You are not alone.
No están solos. 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 No están solos.
In Chiapas, the federal government wages a war against communities and peoples who resist neoliberal projects and who build autonomy from below and to the left. That war is now compounded by the national war which Felipe Calderón has declared on his own people. This was the monthly report by the Fray Bartolomé de las Casas Human Rights Center in Chiapas. For more information, visit www.fraiba.org.mx.